WEC staff vetted thousands of signatures submitted in March by Burlington resident Matt Snorick. To initiate a recall, activists needed signatures from 25% of residents who voted for governor in the district 2 years ago. That posed a challenge for the commission because Voss's old assembly district and the rest of the state's legislative map was declared unconstitutional by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. New maps passed by Republicans and signed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers this year place Voss in a new district. In the end, the Elections Commission tallied signatures from both districts and a third seat, but there still weren't enough to initiate a recall. The full commission is set to vote on the recommendations Thursday. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.